Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
Christmas? How about a whole lot of Christmas? We need a whole lot of Christmas. We had that in church this morning, right? That was good. I like calling you into worship with some Christmas music. We need a whole lot of Christmas. We want to proclaim Christmas. We want to embody Christmas. We want to sing it and shout it. And so the title of the message for today is Music Inspired by the Manger, and we want to proclaim that born is the King of Israel. It's the most beautiful message. Why would we keep that to ourselves? And so let's look at a portion of the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And this is part of our reason for proclaiming, embodying, singing, preaching, telling the Christmas story. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And there were angels living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." What a proclamation. So all week, this is what you've heard all week. This is what I've heard. Hey, did you see this movie? Hey, did you hear what so-and-so did? Hey, did you see what happened? Hey, did you see what so-and-so said about you or did about you? All week long, our minds are consumed with all kinds of chit-chat and gossip and news and frenzy. And I am to the point where I just want to proclaim Jesus. I just want to tell people, listen, all that stuff you're telling me is fine and well. All the stuff that I'm telling you is fine and well, but there's a message that's greater. It's the message of the hope of salvation for the world. It is the proclamation that we cannot contain because even these angels couldn't contain it. I mean, the Christmas story, think about it, is filled with angels appearing in the sky, proclaiming to the world, and of all the things they could have proclaimed, of all the things they could have prophesied about, of all the things they could have done, they sang. They sang. It reminds me of the great Charles Wesley hymn, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing." Wesley was so captivated by the gospel message that he wrote this song, but he also said it this way. He said, "Oh, for a thousand tongues." If I had a thousand tongues to preach, no, that was his brother John's ministry. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to dialogue? No. He said, oh, for 1,000 tongues. If I had 1,000 tongues, this is what I would sing. And it would be the proclamation of the good news of God breaking into our world, doing an absolutely remarkable thing. And it was so remarkable, even the angels in the sky had to come and appear. And the first Christmas story, there's a lot of angels, a lot of harking, a little bit of harking over there, harking everywhere. Angels harking and singing. And Doug is going to help us this morning with that. Doug, God did something amazing that first Christmas. So amazing, in fact, that more music has been inspired by this God event broken into human history than any other event in the world. And so that's why this emphasis on music, on singing, because what God did is beyond our understanding, it's beyond our comprehension, and so really, the best way we can explain it is to sing and proclaim as the angels did. But those shepherds that were there were so moved by what they experienced and what they saw and what they were told and what they were experiencing that they went from being frightened shepherds to look at verse 20 in Luke chapter 2. They went from being frightened to this. The shepherds returned and they too were glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. What a transformation. I doubt these shepherds had any kind of musical training. I doubt they went to Juilliard. I doubt they sang on a worship team under Tim's direction. I seriously doubt they had amazing baritone voices like Doug does. But they were so moved by what they had experienced in the the angels and the message and the plan of God's salvation being literally unfolded right before their very eyes. That what did they do? They too started singing, glorifying, praising God, singing hallelujah for what God has done.
This baby boy has come to earth to bring us joy. Like this, the fourth, the fifth, minor fall and the major lift. With every breath, I'm singing hallelujah, 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 they search the air to find a place for their coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only Son was born. Oh, hallelujah! 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 Just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed, Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Frankincense and gold and myrrh they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah, 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 rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Doug. Listen, we all may not have Doug's voice. Well, actually, none of us have Doug's voice. But in our own way, we can proclaim hallelujah. If the Christmas message has so captivated us, as it did the angels, the shepherds, we can't help but to say hallelujah, to sing hallelujah, to live and embody the hallelujah of what God has done in this world. So, I've had Doug help me proclaim the Christmas message this morning. And I've got some other helpers to help me proclaim the Christmas story. And so let's give our attention to the scene that's going to unfold before us this morning. Well, 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 what do we have here? Hi!
Hi!
What's your name?
Joseph.
Mary. And she's Mary.
Oh, I
do. Yeah. Well, let me ask you guys this.
She's going to have a baby.
She's going to have a baby? Whoa. Well, let me ask you guys this. Where are you guys going?
Bethlehem?
Whoa. Whoa is right.
To get party on.
Why are you guys going to Bethlehem?
To pay taxes.
Taxes? Oh, no.
Just a tiny nowhere town with a tiny nowhere. This is where the greatest story ever told begins. Where just a tiny beating heart had all creation leaning in. That night the world forever changed because of Bethlehem. It's where a star led to a stable. A baby's cry made angels sing, and the search to find a savior led to heaven's hall.
For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. Go and worship.
Thank you.
wow, you guys look fancy.
We're kings.
Kings? I can see that. Well, what are you doing?
We're following the star.
Wow. That was awesome. All right, everyone, turn around and take a bow.
Take a bow.
Yes. Excellent worshipers. Excellent. You guys did a fantastic job helping us worship. You see, this Christmas message is too big to contain. It's too grand for us to try to manage. This Christmas message should not just be kept in the four walls of this church. This Christmas message needs to be proclaimed loud, song, with children. Our very lives must embody what Christ has done for us. Of all the things we can proclaim, of all the things we talk about, of all the things we listen to others talk about, my call for us today is that we proclaim the Christmas message, song, through the voices of our children and by the very lives we live. In order for that to happen, it must first captivate us. The birth of this Christ child must first get a hold of us. Otherwise, we have nothing to proclaim, right? And so my prayer is that this Christmas season, and some of us have had a number of Christmas seasons in our lives, but may we experience the newborn King in a fresh, new way this Advent season. That the message of Christ captivate us in such a way that we can't help but to proclaim what God has done and what God is doing. And so to close our time this morning, turn to responsive reading 160. 160. And would you stand with me as we together in unison proclaim the message that Messiah brings salvation. Responsive reading 160 on this third Sunday of Advent, Messiah brings salvation. And I'll read the regular print and you read the bold print with me. And let's proclaim as believers in Christ, as a church family, as those of us who have been captivated by that Christmas message as Tim was this morning, let's proclaim what the gospel message is. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Let me light the third Advent candle this morning and pray a prayer of blessing over you and your family and your loved ones. Oh, holy God, we thank you for what you did on that holy night. As you became God incarnate, God in the flesh, and became the salvation that this world desperately needed and still needs. And when the truth of that gospel message captivates us, we can't help but to do what the angels did, and what the shepherds did, and what the kings and wise men did. We can't help but to sing with joy and gladness and hallelujah for what you have done, and the hope and the salvation and the restoration that you bring. Oh God, my prayer is that Christmas this year, the Advent this year, not become stale, not become just another holiday that we go through to get through and go through the motions. No, I pray, God, that this message of hope so captivates our hearts, transforms us, that we can't help but to proclaim the good news of the newborn King. Because if there's ever a time in human history that we need the Prince of Peace, it is now.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God, because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.